Ariel Sharon for taking what she called huge personal risk in the cause of peace. Laura Bush also optimistic, she said, about Mideast democracy, though she said Americans need to be patient. She says expecting overnight reform would be naive. Mrs. Bush made some waves in Egypt, though, when she endorsed President Hosni Mubarak's plan for free elections this fall, because his opponents complained the rules are rigged to ensure that he wins another term. Presidents of four nations and oil company executives will inaugurate an 1,100-mile oil pipeline tomorrow to carry millions of gallons of crude oil from the landlocked Caspian Sea to the Mediterranean, an alternative to Mideast energy resources. Analysts say the $3.2 billion U.S.-backed pipeline could also bring some stability to the troubled region. The Caspian is thought to contain the world's third-largest oil and gas reserves. One of the two Newsweek journalists behind the retracted article alleging that U.S. interrogators desecrated the Quran at Guantanamo Bay at the prison camp in Cuba, saying he dropped the ball on the story. Michael Isikoff saying he should have done better confirming details from his anonymous source. Isikoff says he regrets the possibility his article may have helped set off the violent protests that followed. The magazine has announced new policies for using unnamed sources. Human remains found by fishermen in the South China Sea might be those of a U.S. pilot from the Vietnam War. American forensic experts will examine the remains next month to determine whether they belong to a U.S. pilot killed during Vietnam. They'll also look at 2 tons of aircraft debris the fishermen found. The remains handed over to Vietnamese officials Sunday with American officials in attendance. The hot housing market getting hotter still. A trade group says sales of previously owned homes in the U.S. rose 4.5% in April to a new record high. National Association of Realtors sales of single-family homes rose to an adjusted average of nearly 7.2 million units. This is Air America Radio.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between 4 drive-throughs and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE. Or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Jerry Springer.
I'm telling you, and I'm not the only one saying this, when you use religion to promote your politics or use politics to promote your religion, no good can come of that. You mix politics and religion, You demean religion, you destroy politics. No good comes of that. And that's what is happening now. It is disgusting.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
August 2001, I set forward a policy to advance stem cell research in a responsible way by funding research on stem cell lines derived only from embryos that had already been destroyed.
Yeah. 7 minutes after the hour. Good evening, True Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. That's too stupid to chew a pretzel. Man or monkey stumbling and fumbling about stem cell research. Today. We'll have more from that soundbite a little bit later on. He had a whole bunch of babies behind him. It was really grim and gruesome and horrifying. But, they write into his speech the numeral 2001, right? And he calls it 2001. Now, I've been told by management of this network not to call him a dumb bastard. He is the President of the United States. So, okay, I won't do that. Speaking of name-calling, Bill Maher's got his foot stuck in it again. Oh, by the way, we'll have some simple Scotty for you and a bit of the stem cell religious right horse hockey and all sorts of good things. By the way, before I get to Bill Maher, I need to remind you that today, this day, is the 23rd day since the Times of London reported the existence of those secret memos and the minutes of the meetings that we're not supposed to know about that laid out the Bush plans for starting a war based on absolute lies. 1,644 Americans are now dead. Thousands of U.S. soldiers have had their legs, their arms, their guts, their fingers, eyes, hands blown off. And tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians have been murdered by us, by the United States. So why isn't the liberal American media reporting this story on day 23, on the front page of every freaking newspaper and the lead of every TV newscast? Huh? And why isn't the liberal media demanding the resignation of both Bush and Cheney? Bill Maher. Boy, you got to hand it to him, right? Bill, when are you going to learn? You lie down with slime, you get up covered in the stuff. You know, every time you have that 5'10" sack of snot on your program, Ann Coulter and the rest of these right-wingers, you just leave yourself open. Yeah, I mean, you really do. Now, a congressman from, here's a surprise, Alabama, a Republican representative, Spencer Baucus, don't you love his name, says that Bill Maher's comment that the U.S. military has already recruited all the, quote, low-lying fruit, end quote, that statement is possibly treasonous. And that HBO needs to cancel his show, right? You see how these sons of bitches, the attack just won't stop, will it, huh? You know the reason they don't attack this program? Because they don't know we're here. That's the reason. Nobody knows that this program exists. So there's Maher, who now is accused by this half-wit from Alabama of treason, huh? What did Maher say? The program was on May 13th, and Maher pointed out that the Army missed its recruiting goal by 42% in April. Well, it's missed it now, three, 4 months in a row? Missed it by 42%. Think about that for a second. Who in the hell wants to join an army that's being used as a whore, being used as a street tramp by Donald Rumsfeld, huh? Who wants to join that military? Maher said on his program, more people have joined the Michael Jackson fan club. He said, we've done picked all the low-lying Lindy England fruit. Now we need warm bodies, end quote. So Baucus, don't you love his name? Baucus says, I think it borders on treason. And treason, one definition, is to undermine the effort of national security of our country. Well, then, Baucus, why don't you indict yourself? Or, I mean, why don't you resign? You're involved in treason every day you show up in Congress. And then, as always happens, Bill Maher, like a typical media liberal, I'm sorry. These guys just irritate the living hell out of me. He comes out with a statement last night and defended his support for the American Armed Forces. That was not the issue, Maher. That's not the issue. What you said was witty and true. And now you're going to back up. So here's what he said. Quote, anyone knows anything about my views and has watched my show knows that I have nothing but the highest regard for the men and women serving this country around the world, end quote. Serving this country around the world? Is that what Abu Ghraib and Bagram and murder and torture? Is that what that is, Bill Maher? Is that what that is, serving this country around the world? Jeez. You know, eventually, you know who's going to be left in the struggle? You and me. That's it. Just you and me. Every single one of these people, huh? They just bail. Baca said he was appalled. Appalled, don't you love his name? After watching a rerun of the show shortly after returning from a visit to Germany, in which he met with a paralyzed American soldier in the hospital. Mr. Baucus, you're the reason the soldier's paralyzed. Not Bill Maher. You. You sent that soldier to be paralyzed. Now what are you going to do for him, huh? Baucus? How about your son? Do you have any daughters, cousins, nephews? Are they in the military, Baucus? Baucus wrote a letter to Time Warner, HBO's parent company, said, I don't want Maher prosecuted, I want him off the air. Jesus. It's not going to stop. See, it's not going to stop. This attack doesn't make any difference if it's CBS or the Disney Corporation or ABC, Bill Maher, Newsweek, New York Times, Washington. It doesn't matter. In the meantime, these media outlets continue to cut and run. Every time these sons of bitches come after him, they turn tail and run. I don't care if it's Newsweek or CBS or Bill Maher. They just cut and run. Oh, well, we... Oh, we deny the story now. Oh, well, I support the U.S. troops. That wasn't the issue, Bill. Oh, by the way, the American Family Association, another one of these neo-Christo-fascist groups, in case you didn't know, it's ended. It's 9-year boycott of the Walt Disney Company. Yeah, 9 years ago it started. The American Family Association President Tim Wildman, yeah, same family, wrote in a letter published yesterday on the group's website, he said, there are so many other issues we need to move on to and deal with that are taking our time and energy. You know, if you're going to call for a boycott of a company, if something has become that serious, you need to have all your resources behind it. Now, Disney, of course, in the 9 years that these half-wits, these knuckle-dragging religious gorillas have boycotted Disney, Disney has reported record earnings, increased attendance at its theme parks, strong performance from its film studio and ABC television network. We did an interview. Do you remember that? With the Christian Action Network. It's at my website. Is it still at my website? I don't know if it's still there. You can listen to it if you want to. We had one of these two-legged half-wits from the Christian Action Network on telling us about the queers at Disney World. And I just, you know, I decided with this freak I was going to out neo-Nazi him. And I still get emails occasionally from gay folk who write to me and say, well, you know, I listened to your program and I really like you, but I heard what you said with that guy and I didn't know you hated queers as much as you did. Hey, it was a joke. You know, and I write that back. I say, don't you understand satire? Don't you understand outgunning a half-wit who comes on my program and starts talking about how the queers are doing bad things to Minnie and Mickey Mouse? Anyway. The reason they went after Disney is because Disney extended benefits to domestic partners of gay employees. Because Disney promoted gay-related events at its theme parks. And because Disney had sex-filled content in its movies made by Miramax. Woo-hoo! Well, it's over now, so all of you freaks who support American Family Association, most of you are these brain-dead Baptists, y'all can go to Disney World now. It's okay. Go ahead. You can go to Disney World now. Oh, so cause I saw it on TV. I know it's true. Oh, so true. Cause I saw it on TV.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
So let's listen a couple of sound bites here to Manor Monkey stumbling and fumbling about stem cell research that is not going to be really not going to happen in this country unless you have government behind this sort of thing to some extent. You're going to lose out. This is a incredible breakthrough in science. The ability to use embryonic stem cells to fight just a host of degenerative diseases and genetic predispositions towards those diseases. You know, you wonder sometimes these religious psychos. You wonder if, you know, if you walked up and said, "But doesn't this research and the science come from God?" I mean, doesn't God? You know, their answer would be, "No, it comes from Satan." See, you can't win against these people. But anyway, there was Bush with you know, we know he likes to surround himself with friendly audiences. He screens his people, screen everybody out. But the audience tonight, you talk about phony. He had a room full of toddlers and their parents, and the toddlers were embryos that were not discarded. I mean, not only is it a total non sequitur as to the issue of using embryos that are ready to be flushed down the nearest commode, but it also plays upon the emotions, of course, you know. And they were cute kids. Oh, Jesus, God in heaven, did you see the children? Just beautiful. We should have, you know, it's a shame, Kathy, we should have called the White House and said, you know, our baby came from a frozen embryo, which it didn't. It came from a lot of hard work on your part and my part. Woo! But Molly's cute. These kids were cute. I looked at some of them on CNN, and I listened to this report on CNN that I just about vomited all over the kitchen. So here he had a room full of former embryos that were not to be discarded. Somebody bought them or adopted them or went into the frozen embryo store and said, "I'll take that one, and that one." And that's a good thing. But see, once again, they use a living, breathing child to represent a clump of cells that has no meaning whatsoever, except that it contains within it the same thing as a clump of cells that may turn into an oak tree. And that is the potential for life. I wonder how many times in his life. Now, this is going to get a little intense, so if you don't want to hear this, I'm giving you a warning. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, sure, I know everybody said, "Oh, I can't hear this." How many times in his life do you suppose George Bush and the rest of these right-wing freaks masturbated? And in the process of masturbation, hey, we know about that, don't we, guys, huh? Every time that happens, well, there goes Chicago on the floor. Well, there goes the population of New York into a tissue. Right? Isn't it basically the same? The hell with it. Why is it that the only life this giggling killer respects is life as found in a Petri dish? Or in liquid nitrogen at 400 degrees below zero or something, huh? Fully formed human adults, they're expendable. But clumps of cells are sacred.
Today, the House of Representatives is considering a bill that violates the clear standard I set 4 years ago. This bill would take us across a critical ethical line. By creating new incentives for the ongoing destruction of emerging human life.
Get kill.
Crossing this line would be a great mistake.
Mama. Crossing this line. Yeah, better to let the frozen embryos be discarded in the trash or incinerated than used for the betterment of everybody? Eradication of degenerative diseases? Huh? Okay. So with the babies babbling in the background. That's great alliteration, Kathy. With the babies babbling in the background, the giggling killer stumbled. You wrote this, didn't you? That's pretty good. This is pretty good. With the babies babbling in the background, the giggling killer stumbles around the script in front of him. Even when his speechwriters give him one and two syllable words, he still has problems. All right, we're going to have to get this right after this break. Okay, I like that. That's good, Kathy. With the babies babbling in the background, the giggling killer stumbles around the script in front of him. Big B, little B, what begins with B? Babies babbling in the background, B, B, B. Big K, little K, what begins with K? A killer standing around the babies. Kill, kill, kill! M, M, what begins with big M, little M, what begins with M? Moron at the microphone! M, M, M. God, I love Dr. Seuss. Stay with us.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
For the best in independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at ReadMojo.com. This month, read why the FDA's own scientists are worried that the agency approves unsafe drugs that put you at risk. Learn how ExxonMobil's donations to journalists and think tanks may be affecting the news you get about global warming. Plus, check out one author's argument about why pop culture may make you smarter. Subscribe today at ReadMojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at ReadMojo.com.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Arlie Ermey, United States Marine Corps. While our armed forces defend our freedom, their families shoulder household duties and emergencies alone. To help, the veterans of foreign wars and Vermont American brand Bits and Blades have created the Unmet Needs Program.
John Fergus here, the VFW National Commander. Please help us help our military families by visiting unmetneeds.com and by purchasing Vermont American Bits and Blades. A portion of every purchase goes to help.
Visit unmetneeds.com and buy Vermont American brand Bits and Blades. Thank you and Semper Fi. Hoorah!
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Look for new Ant Block at Lowe's. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
William Shatner here at the rental car pickup. Excuse me, miss, how did you choose this car?
I shopped around for the best prices.
Well, now you can do that on Priceline. Shop and compare before you buy. Now you can actually select the company, car type, or say you want a minivan.
Oh, nice. I'm not even married, and you're telling me to get a minivan? You're cruel.
The new all-in-one Priceline. Shop, compare, save.
Right now, Priceline is having a huge sale on rental cars. Save big on weekend and weekly rentals. See website for details.
In the beginning, there was earth, water, and air. And it was good. Once. Planet check.
Mayors band together for World Environment Day.
We expect as many 70, 80, 90 from every continent on the globe. It's just an extraordinary collection of leaders.
That's San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom.
We're an embarrassment, truly, to the rest of the world, particularly now in the context of our pulling out of the Kyoto Protocol.
Complacency kills.
So the reality is we can sit back and accept that, or we can march to the beat of our own drummer and move in a different direction. In cities, you have the latitude to do that.
San Francisco is the founding city of the UN.
And we'll be celebrating the 60th anniversary of the founding of the UN as we sign, we hope, the accords with 60 to 70 mayors focused on our collective goals as it relates to environmental stewardship.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, advanced digital audio training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the Phonics Game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now. 1-800-801-GAME.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. The nuclear option's been averted for now, but what does the future hold for the filibuster? Well, I'll talk to future Mark, who's got a 45-year jump on us. Plus, the president of the Center for Constitutional Rights explains why torture was wrong. It's time for all our conservative friends to listen up on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
This is an issue that speaks to morality and science and the juxtaposition of the both.
The juxtaposition of the both.
Now, you know this is going to happen. John in Raleigh sent me an email. Mike, sooner or later we'll find out that one of the most vocal objectors to stem cell research is taking midnight jet trips to South Korea for medical treatments for himself or for his kids or someone in his family. But on U.S. soil, he will be staunchly against stem cell research. Yeah, that's always the way it works. That's the way it worked when abortion was illegal. That's the way it worked back in the day. You know, if you were anti-abortion, you made a big deal about it, and you screamed and yelled and danced around and jumped and so on and so forth. But if your precious 14-year-old daughter got, as Dr. Laura would say, knocked up, you immediately hopped on a plane to Puerto Rico, right? So here he is, man or monkey, With the babies babbling in the background, the giggling killer, it says here, stumbles around the script in front of a man. Even when his speechwriters give him one or two syllable words, he still has problems. Listen to this freak.
I share the hope of millions of Americans who desperately want to find treatments and cures for terrible diseases such as juvenile diabetes and Parkinson's disease.
Mama, Dada.
That is why my administration completing the doubling of the NIH budget to $29 billion a year to encourage research.
Oh, really?
I also made available for the first time federal funds for embryonic stem cell research in order to explore the potential of these cells.
They're full of mouse parts.
But I also recognize the grave moral issues at stake.
With mice?
So in August 2001, I set forward a policy to advance stem cell research in a responsible way by funding research on stem cell lines derived only from embryos that had already been destroyed.
Because they were full of mouse cells, you moron! So in August 1st, stem cell research. He says, I share the hope of millions of Americans who desperately want to find treatments and cures for terrible diseases. The hope. But that's as far as it goes, right? That is why my administration completing the doubling of the NIH budget to $29 billion a year to encourage research. George, if you deny funds for embryonic stem cell research and say $29 billion, first of all, that's a filthy, filthy, horrible lie. But secondly, if you're looking to find the cures for these diseases and you're eliminating embryonic stem cell research, it's like saying, that's like finding somebody at midnight searching under a street light, and you go up and you say, what are you looking for? And the guy says, I'm looking for my car keys. And you say, oh, did you lose them here? No, I lost them over there in the shadows. Well, why are you here? Because there's more light here. And Tom DeLay, according to Rick in Nashville, Rick sent me this. Mike, I got a great big kick out of Tom DeLay's stand-up routine today in the House. He said, Abraham was once an embryo. Muhammad was once an embryo. Kind of disappointed, though, when he left a few names off the list. Hillary Clinton was once an embryo. Michael Moore was an embryo. Charles Manson was an embryo. Good point, Rick. Good point. Oh, Jesus. All right, Simple Scotty. Now, let's do him a little bit later. All right, let's move on to... There is an anti-war, pro-peace demonstration and action... Nonviolent direct action and civil disobedience in the works. It's for September 24th, 25th, and 26th. Karen that sent this to me, and a lot of people did. UnitedForPeaceAndJustice.org. Well, go to UnitedForPeace.org. UnitedForPeace.org. Four is spelled out, F-O-R. UnitedForPeace.org. And the press release says, hold Bush and Congress accountable for the deaths, the destruction, the lies, and the toll on our communities, September 24th through the 26th, 2005. End the war on Iraq. Bring the troops home now. Leave no bases behind. End the corporate occupation of Iraq. Stop bankrupting our communities. No military recruitment in our schools. On Saturday, September 24th, massive march, rally, and festival. On Sunday, the 25th, interfaith service and grassroots training. And then on Monday, the 26th, mass nonviolent direct action and civil disobedience. So if you are interested in showing up for the march, you know, you're going to bring your kids, you don't want to take part in civil disobedience, that's certainly understandable up against this regime, because they are like when black folk did civil disobedience, like marching to the across the Pettus Bridge and were met with fire hoses and attack dogs by the drooling racist white people who were waiting for them on the other side of the bridge. So you may not want to bring your kids on Monday, but Saturday would be a good time. Now, we've got, what is it? This is June, July, August, at 4 months advance notice. 4 months advance notice for this. So that means that you can either plan your unemployment or plan your vacation if you're working, or plan something so that this weekend we will be there. I just got this today, and I will tell you right now, come Saturday the 24th and Sunday the 25th and Monday the 26th, we will be in D.C. for this. Right, Kathy? All right, look at me. Wait, nod your head. Okay. We have an affiliate in D.C., don't we? We can do our show from there. We will be there. We will be there like we were at the other anti-war marches, just a face in the crowd, this time pushing a baby stroller. But we will be there. So you've got 4 months to plan for this, Truth Seeker. I wonder, whatever. September 24th, 5th, and 6th. We'll keep talking about it. If you want, you know, get the information, go to unitedforpeace.org. Darren in North Carolina writes, last night the Democrats made a bad deal with Republicans on the filibuster. Now Frist is talking about welching. Now these same Democrats are talking about compromising on Social Security as well, an issue the Democrats are clearly winning on. This is foolish. Almost every month, Darren writes, since the election, the Democrats' poll numbers have risen while the Republicans' numbers have fallen. So why on earth would we start siding with a party that the American people are turning away from? What the hell are they thinking? Well, Darren, that's why I'm out of the Democratic Party. You know, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of watching the Democratic Party commit suicide. From Liebercats. Dear Mike, the agreement struck yesterday is in itself a bad deal for liberals. It reminds me as just one of those meaningless deals and compromises which merely postponed the Civil War. This trial may yet come, but the agreement does have one virtue. It buys time. Time for the political wind to change. The House of Bush is a house of cards cemented with lies. I retain my belief, Richard writes, that the Iraq War will eventually destroy this regime. The time will come when the Republicans will not so much be exulting over how to crush their enemies, but how to survive politically. Well, I'd like to believe what you've written there, Richard. Paul writes, Mike, I don't know what's going on here at the Democratic Party. Most of them are ringers for the Republican Party because most of both the parties are with the corporations, and this is just another Rovian plot to gut the already gutless Democrats. So that half of us who have always voted Democrat will vote third party in 2008 so that once again the Republicans will win another presidency. This stuff is as scripted as professional wrestling. Please, we have to figure out how to get our country back. I've been wondering lately what the legal ramifications would be if we organized millions to march on Washington to physically carry the bastards out. If we all rush them at once, they can only kill a few of us. When should we do this? Your friend, Paul. Well, Paul, September 24th, 5th, and 6th, if there's something in the works. And a friend, who is going to remain nameless here, writes to me, Mike, my high school-aged daughter interviewed a Holocaust survivor today. Let me repeat it. My high school-aged daughter interviewed a Holocaust survivor today. He told my daughter the Republicans do, in fact, remind him of the Nazis. With that in mind, my correspondent writes, why don't we stop letting the other side tell us what they want, to tell us what they want to call their little plan to destroy minority rights in the Senate. To wit, no more nuclear option, no more constitutional option. Henceforward, let's call it what it is, the Republicans' final solution. Yeah, Frist, the deal that ostensibly was agreed to yesterday, agreed that, that both sides agreed that two judicial nominees, this thug named William Myers and this worse thug, Henry Saad, that those two, their names would either be withdrawn or they would be filibustered. And last night, Frist indicated he would abide by the agreement. But Congress Daily PM, one of our listeners sent this to me, Congress Daily PM reports that Frist has other ideas for later in the week. Here's what it is. Senate Majority Leader Frist will file for cloture on Bush's nomination of William Myers to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals later this week, according to sources on and off Capitol Hill, wasting no time in testing the resolve of 14 Republican and Democratic senators who forced at least a temporary halt to the battle over the Democratic filibusters of Bush's judicial picks. That didn't take long, did it? Huh? Now, when we come back, let me just, you know, the vote to cut off debate, in other words, to move forward on the nomination of Priscilla Owens, this Sunday school teaching, religious right, Christo Nazi, there were 26 Democrats who voted, yeah, okay, let's give it to her. And all 55 Republicans, of course. I'm going to share some of that with you when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
How we measure things really matters. Suppose the thermometer in your oven was broken.
Oh no, the cake burned.
What if every yardstick had a different measure for an inch?
Hey, these two walls aren't even.
How about if your tire gauge just didn't work right?
Watch out!
How we measure things really does matter. That's what's so troubling about the federal government's No Child Left Behind law. The way the law measures our students and schools just doesn't work. Many schools are incorrectly labeled failures when they're actually making real academic progress. We're the American Federation of Teachers, and we believe it's time to fix the No Child Left Behind law. For more information, log on to our website at www.aft.org. No Child Left Behind. Let's get it right. A message from the American Federation of Teachers.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Len. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
Golf Digest is going to cure your slice now, and that's a guarantee. Introducing the breakthrough video, Cure Your Slice Now, and it's free with your paid subscription to Golf Digest magazine. In this video, top PGA instructor Chuck Cook shows you the seven key phases of the swing and gives you his proven method for better control and longer, straighter drives. And here's our guarantee. If Golf Digest and Cure Your Slice Now doesn't cure your slice and improve your game, cancel the subscription and keep the video free. Every month in Golf Digest, you get easy-to-follow instruction from the best teachers and players in golf, information on the top equipment, the best places to play, and you also get the removable Pocket Tips booklet. Call now. Use your credit card and get your first risk-free issue, the Pocket Tips booklet, and the video free. You get 11 more issues for only $19.77. If your game doesn't improve, cancel your subscription and keep the video, booklet, and magazine free.
So call 800-423-3100. That's 800-423-3100.
We'll be right back.
liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Ten before the hour. You know those sound bites that we play that Kathy pulls from what these clowns say, including Bush? You know, some nights, do you ever wonder why, seriously, don't laugh, why doesn't CNN play those, or MSNBC, or ABC, CBS, NBC? Why do you have to come to this program to hear Bush talk about stem cell research and 2001st, you know, and stuff? Okay, the Senate vote on the filibuster fight, they had a vote today. This is Tuesday, right? Yeah. The vote was 81 to 18 to in favor of cutting off debate and moving forward toward a final confirmation vote on the nomination of Priscilla Owen. Now, this is that nutcase from Texas who even Alberto Gonzalez, I'm paraphrasing, but more or less said she had no business being a judge. She was a state Supreme Court judge in Texas. Now she's going to move on to a federal judgeship, and she's got it in the bag. Now, on this vote, a yes vote was a vote to end debate, and a no vote was to continue. In other words, to say, wait a second, no, this woman's not qualified, and she's not qualified. Voting yes to end debate and essentially confirm Priscilla Owen were 26 Democrats and 55 Republicans. How many Republicans in the United States Senate? 55. Every single one of them voted for her. Does that mean that every single Republican thinks that this woman is the best qualified? No. What it means is that every single one of them understands the term party discipline. If George W. Bush nominated Saddam to be an appeals court judge in the United States, these lockstep right-wingers would vote for him. You know it, and I know it. Now, there were 26 Democrats that said, okay, we'll do it. Yeah, we love Priscilla Owen, okay. Now, voting no, the ones that were saying no, we want to continue the debate. We want to continue this filibuster. We don't want this woman. 17 Democrats and one independent, of course. You know who the independent was, right? Jeffords. Who voted no? We don't want this woman. Biden? Boxer? Cantwell? Corzine? Dayton? Dodd? Dorgan? Feingold? Kennedy? Kerry? Lautenberg? Levin? Lincoln? Murray? Reed? Sarbanes? And Stabenow? Those are the 17 Democrats that said no, no. Who said yes? What Democrat said yes? Akaka of Hawaii, Baucus, another Baucus from Montana, Bai from Indiana, Bingaman from New Mexico, Byrd from West Virginia, Carper from Delaware, Clinton from New York, Conrad, North Dakota, Durbin from Illinois, Feinstein, California, Harkin of Iowa, Johnson of South Dakota, Cole of Wisconsin, Landrieu of Louisiana, Leahy of Vermont, Lieberman of Connecticut, Mikulski of Maryland, Nelson of Florida, Nelson of Nebraska, Obama of Illinois, Pryor of Arkansas, Reed, there's our boy, of Nevada, Rockefeller of West Virginia, Salazar of Colorado, Schumer of New York, and Ron Wyden of Oregon. Those are the Democrats that said, okay, let's end the debate. We love Priscilla Owen. We love fascism. Will some of you, Bill, Senator Bill, would you come and scratch our tummies again? Please, Senator Bill, come scratch our tummies. Now, until the Democrats get discipline, which I don't think will ever happen. I really don't. I just don't want any more part of it. I'm going to do my part to break the Democratic vote in the next election, the election in to determine the president in 2008. That's right. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to vote third party. I'm assuming at this point it's going to be green. But I'm going to vote third party. And you know, for the folks that send me emails and say, how could you do that? That's exactly what they want you to do. That's right. You're damn right. You know why? Because I've said it before, I'll say it again, and if you're a Democrat and I'm pissing you off, I'm sorry, but your head is up your hiney. The Democratic Party, as it is presently constituted, needs to be stabbed to death. It needs as many wooden stakes in it as people can possibly come up with. 26 Democrats and 55 Republicans said, yeah, we want Priscilla Owen. There's not a member of the United States Senate that does not understand that this woman is no more qualified to be a federal appeals court judge than Charles Manson. But they voted for her anyway. The Republicans, because they are a disciplined party, that's why they control everything and will continue to control everything for the foreseeable future, for the rest of my life and for the rest of your life. And if you're only 20 years old, get used to it, Bubala. It is now the Republicans' country, period. Because there's not a single Democrat out there in a position of power who will change it. And as soon as Republicans say, come over here, lay down, play dead, the Democrats do it. It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. Boy, that was quick, wasn't it? Big compromise. And who? Harry Reid. Harry Reid and Robert Byrd. After all the posturing, after all the talk.
Okay, we'll do it. Hi, I'm a Democrat. Where do I go? Somebody tell me, Senator Frist, what do you want me to do? I'll do whatever you want me to do.
It's just disgusting. And I say to people, that say, how could you do this to the Democratic Party? You've got to be kidding. That's like saying, how could Newsweek cause all those riots, huh? We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. 2 weeks ago, a leaked British government memo confirmed our worst suspicions about the Bush administration's pretext for war in Iraq. The lack of press coverage on the memo confirms our worst fears about the American media. If you missed it, the memo contains minutes from a meeting with Tony Blair saying that by July 2002, the Bush administration had already decided to attack Iraq. The memo also says that the intelligence about WMDs was being fixed. And the reaction to this scandal outside the progressive press? Ho-hum, la-di-da, whatever. The mainstream American press has barely even noted the story. This trumped-up war has cost 1,600 American lives. But that doesn't mean it should detract from even bigger stories, like the runaway bride. For more on the memo, check out MotherJones.com and read the Mother Jones blog. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Forbes.com Small Business Report, brought to you by Sam's Club.
Your mission, turn around a company and your license to do it. More in a moment.
America is a country of entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. To save you time, we offer click and pull and fax and pull. Place your order online at samsclub.com or by fax before 5 p.m. And at no extra charge, it's ready to pick up as early as 7 a.m. the next day. Now that's teamwork, and we're proud to be a small part of your team. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Think you've got what it takes to turn around a troubled enterprise? You might go one step further and get a license. The Association of Certified Turnaround Professionals was founded in 1988 and has been licensing CTP since 94. But the license isn't easy to get. There are only about 300 CTPs worldwide today. For more on this and other stories, go to Forbes.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Texas Judge Priscilla Owen may win confirmation finally tomorrow. Today, the Senate voted 81 to 18 to to limit debate on her nomination, clearing the way for a final vote expected tomorrow. Owen is the first nominee to benefit from that compromise hammered out by the bipartisan group of 14 senators last night. North Korea today refused to rule out a preemptive attack, even as it indicated it might be willing to return to the nuclear bargaining table. The North poured out anti-American rhetoric, a tactic it's used in the past before starting negotiations. North Korea claimed Washington's, quote, hostile policies led it to develop nuclear weapons as a deterrent, and they warned against any attack to try and dislodge the leadership in North Korea. Rebel attacks in and around Baghdad took a deadly toll on American forces in recent days. Military saying 9 American troops have been killed in 2 days of attacks. 14 have died since Sunday. A military spokesman saying 3 U.S. soldiers killed today in central Baghdad when a car bomb exploded next to their convoy. A short while later, gunmen killed a U.S. soldier in a drive-by shooting. 10 European Union countries have signed a pledge to increase spending to try to cut world poverty in half by 2015. Germany, France, and Britain among the countries signing the pledge to advance that United Nations goal. A group of EU development ministers meeting in Belgium plan to discuss the plan to spend 0.7% of gross national income on development aid. The European Commission says the countries will have to come up with an extra $115 billion to meet that target. The FBI unraveling the latest in computer crime, hackers who are holding data files and documents hostage in exchange for ransom. The extortion program detected by security researchers at a place called WebSense after a corporate customer fell victim to a computer infection. That infection encrypted files that included documents, photographs, and spreadsheets, and a ransom note was left behind, including an email address. The attacker using the address later demanded $200 for the digital keys to unlock the files. A group of academic publishers is challenging Google's plan to scan millions of library books into its Internet Search Engine Index. The Association of American University Presses highlighting fears the ambitious project will violate copyrights and stifle future sales. In a letter, they described the online search engine's library project as a threat to its membership, and they say the plan appears to involve massive copyright infringement. The association represents 125 nonprofit publishers of academic journals and books. This is Air America Radio.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between 4 drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry. Somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Catherine Lamfer. On the next episode of The Al Franken Show, Al returns from Washington, where his testimony before a Democratic forum on media bias caused the following reaction. Find out what all the angry murmuring was about as we discuss the filibuster bust with Professor Jeffrey Rosen. Mediameister David Brock shares memories of his meeting with Al Franken and Ben Wickler yesterday. What are those guys really like? All tomorrow on Franken.
Welcome back. It's about 6:30 past the hour. Simple Scotty McClellan had a briefing yesterday. And amazingly, one of the crack White House press corps brought up the Downing Street memo. The memo that laid out the planning, the lies, and how the lies were going to be used to take this nation and Great Britain into an illegal, immoral, unethical, filthy, degenerate, sick war that has now cost us 100,000 deaths of Iraqis, 1,644 deaths of our own, thousands of people with injuries, and the total destruction of the country. Ah, these bastards. Oh, my God. So one of the press corps brought up the Downing Street memo that laid out all of that chicanery, duplicity, lies, and we now are witness to the murderous results. But listen to Scott McClellan sing and skip and dance around the issue. He should have been in vaudeville, don't you think? The reporter says, Scott, last week you said the claims in the leaked Downing Street memo that said intelligence was being fixed to support the Iraq war as early as July 2002 are flat out wrong. According to the memo, Scott, which was dated July 23, 2002, and whose authenticity has not been disputed by the British government, both British Foreign Minister Jack Straw and intelligence chief Sir Richard Dearlove said that President Bush had already made up his mind to invade Iraq. Dearlove added that intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy. So, Scott, do you think these two very senior officials of our closest ally were flat out wrong? And if you do, how could they have been so misinformed after their conversations with George Tenet and Condoleezza Rice?
Let me correct you on the characterization of the quote you attributed to me. I'm referring to some of the allegations that were made. Referring to a report. In terms of the intelligence, if anyone wants to know how the intelligence was used by the administration, all they have to do is go back and look at all the public comments over the course of the lead-up to the war in Iraq. And that's all very public information. Everybody was there and could see how we used that intelligence.
It's astonishing, isn't it? That he stands there and says, oh, my God, all you have to do, if you want to know how the intelligence was used by the Bush administration, all you have to do is go back and look at all the public comments over the course of the lead-up to the war in Iraq. And that's all very public information. Everybody who's there can see how we use that intelligence. And the dumb bastard stands there and says, I'm going to say it right in your face. We lied. We cheated. We sneaked. We made stuff up. And if you want to know and see how we did it, go back and look at the record. How long is that tell me lies thing? How long is it, Kathy? About 8 minutes. All right. Quick poll. Quick email vote. Very quick email vote here. Okay? Email me. some of you are familiar with that. Now, McClellan brought this up. He says, all you have to do is go back and look at the public comments. If anyone wants to know how the intelligence was used by this administration, all you have to do is go back and look at the public comments or the course of the lead-up to the war in Iraq. That's very public information. Anybody who was there could see how we used that intelligence. Quick email poll vote here, okay? We have an eight-minute-long... Some of you heard it before. Some of you have heard it maybe too many times. So, yes, do you want us to play it so you can hear what Scott McClellan's talking about? Or no, do you not want to hear it because you heard it too damn many times? I'll go either way. Quick vote. We'll do the vote here. What is it, about 11 past the hour? We'll do the vote until... We'll do the vote for about 10 minutes. About 10 minutes until 21 past the hour. We take a break at 21, right? Okay. Until the break, you got 10 minutes. Yes, I want to hear it again, Malloy. No, I don't want to hear it again. Scott McClellan says to the press corps. Oh, it's Mike at MikeMalloy.com or Mike D. Malloy at AOL. Whatever you want to do. Mike at MikeMalloy.com. Scott McClellan says, if anyone wants to know how the intelligence was used by this administration, all they have to do is go back and look at the public comments. Oh, we've got the public comments. Who do we have in that? We have Cheney, we have Bush, we have Rumsfeld, we have Rice, we have Ari Fleischer, we have George Tenet. Who else do we have in there? Not Tenet? We have six or seven or eight Bush administration officials. Colin Powell is in there? Okay. Yes, Mike, I'd like to hear it. No, Mike, I've heard it enough. Vote. Vote. Yeah, just yes or no in your subject line. You don't even have to make an email out of it. Just yes, you want to hear it. No, you don't want to. Okay, now here are two contradictory statements Scott McClellan made about the Newsweek article. Either he has a terribly short memory or he thinks we do. It's the latter. Yesterday, he admits to a reporter that all the violence in Afghanistan was not caused by the Newsweek story, but was the result of a pre-planned anti-American demonstration. Now, the reason he says that is because the crack White House reporter says this. Scott, President Karzai was quite definite in saying that he didn't believe that the violence in Afghanistan was directly tied to the Newsweek article about Quran desecration. Yet, from this podium, you have made that link. So...
I don't think you're actually characterizing what was said accurately.
By whom?
Now, as I said last week, and as President Karzai said today, and as General Myers had said previously, the protest may well have been pre-staged. The discredited report was damaging.
How?
But those who espouse an ideology of hatred and oppression and murder don't need an excuse to incite violence.
Oh, my God. You rat. Now, that was yesterday. Let's go back to Tuesday the 17th of this month. Week ago today. This time, listen to McClellan's claim that the Newsweek article was to blame for the violence and the death. Here's Simple Scotty from the briefing a week ago today. Like I said, either he suffers from amnesia or he thinks we do. And I know what it is. It's not that he thinks we suffer from amnesia. He knows that American media will not ever report the truth.
This report, which Newsweek has now retracted and said was wrong, has had serious consequences. People did lose their lives. The image of the United States abroad has been damaged. There is lasting damage to our image because of this report. And we would encourage Newsweek to do all that they can to help repair the damage that has been done.
Oh, really? See, that's what he said a week ago. And yesterday he said he never said it. Yesterday, he said he never said it. The reporter said Karzai was quite definite in saying that he didn't believe that the violence in Afghanistan was directly tied to the Newsweek article. Yet from this podium, you made that link. And McClellan says, actually, I don't think you're actually characterizing what was said accurately by me. As I said last week, cue that up, what he said last week. You got it ready to play again? Here's the lie. As I said last week, the protests may well have been pre-staged. I didn't hear him say that. Can you hear him say that?
This report, which Newsweek has now retracted and said was wrong, has had serious consequences. People did lose their lives. The image of the United States abroad has been damaged. There is lasting damage to our image because of this report.
Pre-stage.
And we would encourage Newsweek to do all that they can to help repair the damage that has been done.
I didn't hear you say pre-stage there, you freak. Did you, gentle listener, did you hear him say that it was pre-stage? I didn't hear that. Oh, my goodness. We'll be back.
I am the con man. They are the con men. I am a maggot. Experts, expert mocking pundits. Don't you think that karma waits for you? See how the smile like pigs in a sty. See how.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
Oust Fan presents a message from your laundry hamper.
Now I know, as your laundry hamper, I serve a function in dealing with your dirty laundry. But must I put up with the lingering odor? Please get the Oust fan. It's a discreet fan that continuously eliminates odors in the air, even from the disgusting odor-causing bacteria. And speaking of dirty laundry, the things your underwear is saying about you. Scandalous!
Get odors out with Oust Fan. Essie Johnson, a family company.
Wanted. Video game music composer. Sound designer. Music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film. Dialogue editor. Music recorder. ADR. Foley. Surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers. Pro Tools. Logic Audio. Final Cut Pro. Ableton Live. Traktor DJ Studio. Puramind. Advanced digital audio training. An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. It's never too late to follow your dreams. Puramind.com. That's Puramind. 1-888-378-MIND.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Okay, stop. Oh my God, y'all are burning it. Stop. Okay, we're going to play it. Stop. You got to stop now. Jesus. We got 650 emails in here. I've never seen anything like... Stop. Two no's. Two. And they're both from right-wing freaks, I think. I don't know. Okay, that's enough. All right, so... Jeez, don't... 678 emails, and two of them said no. Okay. Right after the next break, when we come back at the bottom of the hour, we're going to play this thing. If you want to record it, since we're going to play it tonight, you can always download it off of whiterosesociety.org tomorrow. But if you want to record it, go ahead. Record it. Spread it. Send it wherever you want to send it. About 95% of the sound quality is really good. There's a couple in there that are hard to hear. But, McClellan said, if you want to know about the public record, if you want to know how the intelligence was used, there's the public record. How can he make a statement like that? How can he make a statement? I guess it's because if you don't consolidate 8 minutes of this the way Kathy did, who's to know? I mean, how do you know? There's a statement here. There's a statement there. Okay, here's one. Next week, another one. Over here. Okay, on this. You know, it's all scattered all over the place. All over the place. So McClellan knows when he makes a statement like that. And the reporters sit there, and I'm sure some of them are sitting there going, damn, how can he say that? We all know what the public statements were. But what are they going to do? Go back to MSNBC or CBS or the New York Times or wherever they're from and say, can you pull all that sound together? No. All right, let's get a couple of quick phone calls here before we go to the next break. Richard is calling from North Carolina. Richard, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Golly, I didn't think I'd ever get here.
Well, here you are.
Well, I spoke with your person before. I am somebody who's really PO'd, if that's an acceptable expression on your show.
That's still allowed.
Ah, good. I'm a clinical psychologist who's really PO'd about 9/11 and a number of other issues.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to say that the thing that really got me was that I didn't know what to do about all of this. And I thought about it a long time, and I realized that I could only really affect people one by one. So over the last while, I've gone ahead and shared information about the video in plain sight and David Griffin and his book and some other things. And people are becoming more and more aware of what this administration is all really about.
That's a good idea. I just wish Richard, that a million of us would get involved in that exchange of ideas, that exchange of proof and facts and theories and films and books, because then it would be unstoppable. Then this corrupt regime that squats in Washington, destroying this country, would be forced to remove. Would be forced to leave, is what I'm trying to say. God, I can't think clearly here.
Well, I really hope that they will be forced to leave. But see, I don't have the forum that you've got on radio.
Well, that's why we put people like you on.
Well, I appreciate that.
Because all now you do really have the forum.
I appreciate that too. All I can really do is affect one person at a time, and I hope that we will reach a critical mass that will be able to stop this government before they are able to do what they, I think, plan to do in terms of their repressive measures that have been going through the House to curtail protest and curtail free speech.
Right.
I think that, it's an obvious thing to you, I'm sure, but it took me, I guess I started into this about 5 weeks ago, and I've come to realize that that's exactly what we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I have to fight being depressed, but I also have to keep fighting.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean by that. I've had to battle free-floating depression, like free-floating anxiety, where you can't really pin it on to a specific event or a specific circumstance, but you know you feel anxious. Or free-floating depression. I don't know if such an expression exists in the DSM-4, but free-floating depression. And every time I clear my mind and try to focus my thoughts, it comes back to where I'm living and what has happened to my country and the fact that I have children and grandchildren. That's a good thing to what you're doing. Richard, I got to leave it there. Thank you, sir.
Can I make one more comment?
Very quickly. I have 20 seconds.
I was worried that I didn't get all my reports done for my practice, but what I really found out that was the problem is that I'm just really pissed off.
I hear you. I hear you. Thanks, Richard. Take care. All right, folks, get your however you record from whatever you're listening to. When we come back, we're going to do Lies, Tell Me Lies.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Look for new Ant Block at Lowe's. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Arlie Ermey, United States Marine Corps. While our armed forces defend our freedom, their families shoulder household duties and emergencies alone. To help, the veterans of foreign wars and Vermont American brand bits and blades have created the Unmet Needs Program.
John Fergus here, the VFW National Commander. Please help us help our military families by visiting unmetneeds.com and by purchasing Vermont American bits and blades. A portion of every purchase goes to help.
Visit unmetneeds.com and buy Vermont American brand bits and blades. Thank you and Semper Fi. Hoorah!
Buy The Aviator, winner of 5 Academy Awards, now on DVD.
Ladies and gentlemen, Howard Hughes.
He saw the future.
Don't tell me. It can't be done.
And changed the world. Soar into the DVD that's packed with incredible special features, including an interview with Leonardo DiCaprio, commentary by Martin Scorsese, and actual footage from the life of Howard Hughes.
Fastest man on the planet.
Buy The Aviator 2-disc DVD today. Rated PG-13 for thematic elements, sexual content, nudity, language, and a crash sequence.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs, free.
Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
Every year, 230,000 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Worse yet, in the time it takes to play nine innings, prostate cancer kills nine men. This is Reggie Jackson, asking you to make a pledge in the fight against this deadly disease. This Father's Day week, team up with me, Major League Baseball, and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 800-798-CURE and be part of the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, 800-798-CURE. Make a pledge. Make a difference.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Do you know the secrets to eliminating bad breath? Well, now you can learn with a free copy of the Bad Breath Bible by Dr. Harold Katz, a leading expert in oral health. The Bad Breath Bible is the number one reference on bad breath. Find out how to get your free copy today while supplies last at 1-800-590-9870. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, the Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. And if you call right now, you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath, a clinically proven remedy that will completely eliminate bad breath. There's a limited number of copies of the Bad Breath Bible available, so request yours today and learn the secrets to eliminating bad breath. You have nothing to lose but the bad breath. Plus, call right now and you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath. Dial 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So, reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at AirAmericaRadio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
AirAmericaRadio.com, your source for everything Air American.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
We get a little crazy.
26 before the hour. All right, here's what McClellan said. In terms of the intelligence, if anyone wants to know how the... If anyone wants to know how the intelligence was used by the administration, all they have to do is go back and look at all the public comments. The public comments are the course of the lead-up to the war in Iraq. And that's all very public information. Everybody who was there could see how we used the intelligence.
Four years ago, UN inspectors concluded that Iraq had failed to amount for large stockpiles of chemical and biological weapons.
Biological weapons. With respect to chemical weapons, we know they not only have had them, but that they've used them.
The real threat to peace is Saddam Hussein and his possession of weapons of mass destruction.
I certainly had nothing to do with providing any chemicals or biologicals or any kind of weapons to Iraq.
I had nothing to do with helping Saddam Hussein and his regime against Iran.
Saddam Hussein has got weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein is a threat to America.
We're resting our case on the fact that Saddam Hussein has developed weapons of mass destruction, has them in his possession.
We just discovered undeclared chemical warheads in Iraq.
What happened to the 26,000 liters of anthrax? What happened to the botulin? What happened to the 1.5, 1.5 tons of VX? What happened to the sarin? Proof that he is not disarmed.
I believe Saddam Hussein is a threat to the American people. I believe he's a threat to the neighborhood in which he lives. And I've got good evidence to believe that.
The declaration that he made is proof positive that he has withheld information about his weapons of mass destruction program.
Saddam Hussein possesses some of the world's deadliest weapons.
It's because Iraq possesses weapons of mass destruction, and that is the core of the issue.
We're threatened by the spread of chemical and biological and nuclear weapons. Every free nation is a potential target.
The world is increasingly seeing this from the United States' point of view, that Saddam Hussein must disarm.
Saddam Hussein must disarm himself of all weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein is not disarming.
He's not disarming.
Saddam Hussein is not disarming. He is a danger to the world.
We know what a disarmed country looks like. And Iraq doesn't look like that.
Secretary of State Powell will present information and intelligence about Iraq's illegal weapons programs.
My colleagues, every statement I make today is backed up by sources, solid sources. These are not assertions. What we're giving you are facts and conclusions based on solid intelligence. There can be no doubt that Saddam Hussein has biological weapons and the capability to rapidly produce more, many more. And he has the ability to dispense these lethal poisons and diseases in ways that can cause massive death and destruction. Most of the launchers and warheads had been hidden in large groves of palm trees. This is evidence, not conjecture. This is true. This is all well documented.
Our intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase high-strength aluminum tubes suitable for nuclear weapons production.
We do have evidence that they have had a nuclear program that was robust.
Saddam Hussein is determined to get his hands on a nuclear bomb. He's made repeated covert attempts to acquire high-specification aluminum tubes.
Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa.
With respect to the uranium, it was the information that we had. We provided it. If that information is inaccurate, fine. We're continuing to examine this issue.
We have never rested our case on nuclear weapons programs in Iraq on this issue about some uranium from Niger.
After Secretary of State Powell's presentation to the United Nations Security Council, the world knows that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
Secretary Powell described to the United Nations, we have found the bio truck. That's proof perfect that the intelligence in that regard was right on target. I can't discuss all intelligence information. And of course, we've already had the successes in finding the bio, the bio trucks.
Leaving Saddam Hussein in possession of weapons of mass destruction for a few more months or years is not an option.
The United States will lead a coalition of the willing to disarm the Iraqi regime of weapons of mass destruction.
War is the only option to protect the American people in the region and the world from Saddam Hussein, who is not disarmed.
Iraq will be disarmed.
is a smoking gun, and it involves weapons of mass destruction. They're within 15 minutes of having a nuclear weapon.
We don't know to what extent there may or may not be weapons of mass destruction used. We don't know exactly how long it would take to find weapons of mass destruction and destroy them.
There's so many variables that the numbers of possible point answers create a range that simply isn't useful. It's simply not knowable.
I am pleased with the progress that we're making in the early stages of of the war to rid Iraq of its weapons of mass destruction.
This is a war to go after one regime led by Saddam Hussein that possesses weapons of mass destruction that can take the lives of millions.
We've destroyed the base of a terrorist group in northern Iraq that sought to attack America and Europe with deadly poisons. 1 month ago, that country was an arsenal of weapons. Today, the world is safer. Taking every action we can to prevent the Iraqi regime from using its hidden weapons of mass destruction, to prevent the launch of missiles and chemical or biological weapons. Terrorists will no longer have a source of weapons of mass destruction in the regime that used to be in Iraq, because the regime that used to be in Iraq is no longer.
I think it is something that will be found. We've always said that we have information that they have weapons of mass destruction. What we have is intelligence about their having it. Whether it was specific location or not is often not the case.
And there is not a doubt but that we will, over a period of time, find people who can tell us where to go look for those things.
We have high confidence that Iraq did indeed have weapons of mass destruction, and nothing has changed our confidence that they will be found.
We have high confidence that they have weapons of mass destruction. That is what this war was about and is about.
It obviously is important to find them. Those capabilities, chemical and biological weapons, and it's hard to find them if they're buried under rubble. We don't know. We've got a good group of people, this interagency group, CIA, FBI, DOD, DIA, working out there, and they're collecting things, they're looking for things. You'll be told if we do find something. So, in good time.
We are not a third-rate intelligence agency. There is nothing doctored in those tapes or in anything else we presented.
I believe that the presentation made by Secretary Powell was accurate and will be proved to be accurate.
Well, there you have it.
If Scott McClellan would like a copy of that, we'll be more than happy to send him one. If I guess we could just send an email to Scott McClellan in care of this whore Nazi regime and just say, Mr. McClellan, in answer to your statement the other day, if anyone wants to know how the intelligence was used by the administration, all they have to do is go back and look at the public comments over the course of the lead-up to the war in Iraq. And that's all very public information, and everybody who was there could see how we used that intelligence. They used it to lie us into a war. They used it to murder 100,000 Iraqis on top of the 1.5 million we'd already killed in the previous decade. They used it to send 1,646 so far American soldiers to their deaths. They used it to send 8, 10, 12, 15,000 in to get prostheses now that they're coming back with a missing arm or a leg or an eye. Ah, these sons of bitches. Ah, these sons of bitches. This is a war. They didn't lie about sex. They lied about a war. Is there nothing that this regime can do that will bring it down? Nothing. Stick around. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
In which every American not born again.
could be punished in cruel and unusual ways. By this treacherous Clinton who tells everyone that he's Jesus and Satan. When the lies get so big, and the market so big, and the facts disappear, the Republican trick can be played out again. People, please tell me when we'll be rid of these men.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar construction. conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour, in light of the memo and the minutes of the meetings that was reported by the Times of London that laid out what the Bush crime family was going to do concerning the attack on Iraq, that they were going to bend the intelligence to fix it. In light of that, and then when you listen to that compilation that Kathy put together, and I'm sure that damn thing could have been three times as long, but when you hear the entire 7 minutes and 47 seconds of lie upon lie upon lie, now, what are we to believe? Are we to believe that Rumsfeld and Rice and Bush and Cheney, who else is in there? Powell, Ari Fleischer, are we to believe that every one of these traitorous, treasonous warmongers had no idea what they were doing to you and to me? And to this country, are we supposed to believe the story that mainstream media and even some people on this network are still saying that it was bad intelligence? Well, I won't. It was not bad intelligence. There was no intelligence. It was all a lie. Every single word was a lie. The Downing Street memo is absolutely correct. And when you hear it like that, when you hear those 8 minutes of lie upon lie, and it occurs to you, as it did to me, I sit here and I get tears in my eyes. I don't know what the hell to do. Where's the Democratic Party? Where's media? Where are religious leaders? Where's somebody that has more power than I don't have any power, and neither do you. Oh, I know, the power of one. But where's somebody who will step in? And you know, I don't know what to do. So I do what you do. You and I do the same thing. We come to this radio program at night. I don't know what else to do. That's legal. And that I wouldn't get shot doing. I don't know what else to do. Do you? Do you have any ideas? Is there any doubt left in your mind? And I don't give a damn who you are. I don't care where your politics falls on the scale, from neo-Nazi all the way across to back around the circle to communist. You know, I don't care where you wind up on the circle. Do you have any doubt in your mind that we have a president and an administration that lied us into a war? And it wasn't a Gulf of Tonkin incident that was a lie. It was lie upon lie upon lie repeated over and over, just like Hermann Göring said it should be done. And look at Bolton. John Bolton, his nomination to the United Nations is payback for his diligent efforts to bend the intelligence to suit Bush and this corrupt administration's lust for Saddam. When responsible staff members tried to correct John Bolton, he tried to fire them. And watch this son of a bitch get confirmed. Watch it happen. Watch it happen. Watch the Democrats roll over again. And again, and again, and again, and again. Let me tell you something, Truth Seeker. You and I are in this by ourselves. We are. Can you think of an ally? Who do we have as an ally, huh? Who do we have? Who do you have? Do you know somebody that I don't? Do I know somebody you don't? Hell no. Who do you have? Nobody. Who have I got? Nobody. But I'll tell you what. Never, never, never in 1,000 years, in 1,000,000 years, will you or I say, do it to Julia. You know what I'm referring to? When they got Winston Smith and they took him to room 101, where the most horrible thing in the world exists, and it's different for every person, and for Winston it was rats. And they put the cage on his head, and there are those two snarling rats. And O'Brien sits there and tells him, well, you know what happens, Winston, when I raise the gate, they lurch through, and they eat through your cheek, and they go for your tongue, and then they go for your eyeballs. No, do it to Julia! Remember that? Remember that? Huh? Well, you'll never say that, and neither will I. So what do we do? You know, I said months ago when I started this program on this network, don't come here for answers. I don't have any. I don't have a clue. I'm just like you are. You're just like I am. I don't know what to do. What do you want to do? They knew the intelligence was faulty, and they went along with it and promoted it anyway. How does Colin Powell sleep at night? Weapons of mass destruction hidden in palm trees. Jesus! Colin Powell, shame on you. You were the Secretary of State, for Christ's sake. You were the Secretary of State. I expected out of a warmonger like Rumsfeld and a psychopath like Cheney and a dolt like George Bush. But Colin Powell, you were Secretary of State. Oh, Jesus.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. 2 weeks ago, a leaked British government memo confirmed our worst suspicions about the Bush administration's pretext for war in Iraq. The lack of press coverage on the memo confirms our worst fears about the American media. If you missed it, the memo contains minutes from a meeting with Tony Blair saying that by July 2002, the Bush administration had already decided to attack Iraq. The memo also says that the intelligence about WMDs was being fixed. And the reaction to this scandal outside the progressive press? Ho-hum, la-di-da, whatever. The mainstream American press has barely even noted the story. This trumped-up war has cost 1,600 American lives. But that doesn't mean it should detract from even bigger stories, like the runaway bride. For more on the memo, check out MotherJones.com and read the Mother Jones blog. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Former Nesquik powder users are telling us why they switched to rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Out of habit, I would buy Nesquik because we grew up on it. Back then, nobody paid that much attention to what kids were eating and drinking. Today, you gotta pay closer attention to nutrition. Recently, there have been Ovaltine commercials that emphasize the vitamins and minerals. We'll go with the Ovaltine. My kids like it because it's chocolate. And to me, it's a better product because it focuses on vitamins and minerals.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something. Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit-forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush is praising lawmakers for sending one of his controversial judicial nominees to the Senate for an up or down vote. With Texas Supreme Court Justice Priscilla Owen by his side, the president said it's about time Owen got her just due, as she certainly is well qualified to honorably serve on the federal bench. Owen took the opportunity to thank President Bush, Senator Frist, and Texas Republican Senators Kay Bailey Hutchinson and Senator John Cornyn.
Mr. President, first of all, thank you for nominating me. I was very humbled by that, and I will remember what you expect judges to follow the law.
As part of an 11th-hour deal reached Monday night, Democrats agreed that judicial nominees would only be filibustered under extraordinary circumstances. Republicans agreed not to ban the maneuver. The most wanted man in Iraq, Jordanian militant Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, has reportedly been wounded. The claim, which has not been verified, appears on an Al-Qaeda website. Laura Iyama reports.
Abu Musab al-Zarqawi is blamed for dozens of attacks on civilians and for several kidnappings and beheadings of foreigners. Now, a statement said to be from his group Al-Qaeda in Iraq urges all Muslims to pray for Zarqawi's recovery from his wounds. The statement also called the injury an incentive to step up attacks. The U.S. military has put a $25 million bounty on Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, matching the reward for Osama bin Laden. Laura Iyama, Washington.
A nor'easter is moving towards southern New England with strong winds and heavy rain. Meteorologist Bob Carolyn of Hometown Weather Service says the next 48 hours are going to be challenging.
A high wind warning is in effect for portions of southeastern Massachusetts, the Cape and the islands. That means there could be some wind gusts in excess of 45 miles an hour. And with the ground being so wet and the trees now in leaf, there's a problem about trees being blown over, which in turn would lead to power outages. Another problem is coastal flood warnings in effect for the eastern coast of New England.
And contrary to what you may think, Carolyn says there hasn't been an unusual amount of rainfall for May. One Oklahoma senator is quite happy after seeing the signing of a bill that honors African-American Civil War veterans. Senator Judy Eason McIntyre says the Senate bill will honor a group of vets known as Buffalo Soldiers.
Buffalo Soldiers are African-American veterans who the Native Americans named Buffalo Soldiers because they respected them for their courage. But they also looked at their hair, and the hair resembled that of the buffalo.
McIntyre says the bill will create the Buffalo Soldiers Heritage Corridor that follows the path they took across Oklahoma. Those soldiers helped to build important Oklahoma forts, as well as fight off bandits and cattle thieves. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1683. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
No, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Catherine Lanfer. On the next episode of The Al Franken Show, Al returns from Washington, where his testimony before a Democratic forum on media bias caused the following reaction. Find out what all the angry murmuring was about as we discuss the filibuster bust with Professor Jeffrey Rosen. Media Meister David Brock shares memories of his meeting with Al Franken and Ben Wickler yesterday. What are those guys really like? All tomorrow on Franken.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. All right, let's do some phone calls here. We'll go back to some of the other things on the agenda tonight, but first let's get some calls in here. Tony is calling from New York City. Tony, welcome to the program. Hey, Tony. Tony? No Tony? All right, let's put Tony on hold. We'll come back, Tony. Don't hang up. We'll come back to you. Marge is calling from Indiana. Hey, Marge.
Hello there, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, after that, you know, I got to take a deep cleansing breath.
I hear that.
Oh, man. What got me started tonight was this gang of 14 that had their that signed their little two-page agreement in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Have they ever heard of Neville Chamberlain?
This group, I don't know. The Democrats may have. I don't know about. Hey, listen, as long as I got you on the phone, I want to let the audience know that you and I talked, and we decided to pass on this computer idea for a while. But I want to thank everybody who was willing to jump in and.
As graciously as I can, appreciate their generosity, but I just can't take advantage of it at this time. So
I hear you.
God bless them all.
And that's fine. No further explanation is necessary. But for everybody who loves March, and I didn't realize you had a fan club out here. Dear God, lady.
That blows my mind.
You have.
I've lived to this age, and I sent you a note. Have you gotten it yet?
No, I haven't been to the P.O. box for a couple of days, but I'll go.
Mock kettle. Wait till you read it. I sort of got creative. Nevertheless.
Well, okay.
There's a couple of op-ed pieces in today's Chicago Tribune.
Okay.
One is When the Ugly Side of Politics is the Norm by Mike Lawrence. He's affiliated with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University.
Uh-huh.
Now,
when you say Paul Simon, you're referring to the former senator, not the composer.
Right, okay.
You know, Simon and Garfunkel.
It's a thoughtful piece about... things that have gone on.
Yes.
It's not, you know, it's a more calm mm-hmm. kind of a thing. And then there's another one by Leonard Pitts. He's a syndicated columnist out of Washington someplace. It doesn't say where.
Well, actually, Leonard is with the Miami Herald.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, they don't credit him as that in this one. It just says he's a syndicated columnist.
Yeah, I've been reading his stuff, probably 5 or 6 years. A good writer, excellent writer.
Oh, yeah, and his column today is Setting the Record Straight is Good Policy, Even for the President. And it's an open letter to W about, their... harangue about Newsweek retracting their offending a column and so forth and so on, and he gives them some suggestions about what he calls C-tracks, which is short for setting the record straight in his business, and that, you know, some of the things that you just mentioned, the list of 8 minutes that you just read off, you know, about he should apologize for all the things he said in 2002 and 2003, about evading Iraq because of weapons of mass destruction, about Iraq being involved in September 11, and it was not. His administration, I love this one. In 2003, my administration said Iraq's oil wealth was such that the invasion would pay for itself.
Remember that? Wasn't that a good one? Huh?
Oh, God.
And what have we spent so far, Marge? $300 billion that we know about? What about the couple of hundred billion that Cheney and his thugs have stolen? And
what about the $800 billion that they found in those little houses over there? Nobody knows where the hell that went to.
Yeah.
I mean, jeez. Their lies just flow so trippingly off their tongue that I don't think they even recognize it anymore. They're pathological.
It's really evil. I mean, when you are given... as this administration was given absolute power by the United States Supreme Court, and then you figure out a way to steal it a second time. Now, these people all say they believe in God, Marge. Okay, let's go with the God angle. God has given the Bush crime family this absolute power over the lives, literally, of every human being on this planet. This regime has more actual power at their fingertips than ever in the history of the human race, everything combined. And they use it for this. This is an outrage. If I were a believer, I would be raising my arms to the heavens and saying, "Dear God, strike all these people down. They are blaspheming you."
How long do you think it's going to take for him to turn this two-page report from the Gang of 14 in the Senate to a mandate for more political capital?
What time is it?
Oh, God.
It's probably already happened, Marge.
One of my favorite cartoons, Non Sequitur, I sent you copies of various ones.
Yeah, I like that. We get it in the journal paper, Atlanta Journal paper.
Did you see it today? The workman is carrying off the sign that says Press Corps Entrance to the White House, and it's, let's see, one of the guys says, "On the other hand, it's always nice to know exactly where you stand in a relationship." And he put up a new sign that says White House Servants Entrance.
No, I didn't see the comics page today. I was too busy trying to not get depressed and not fly into a murderous rage.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a couple of books that came out. One is already out. Morley Safer was bleeped twice when he recited the title. The title itself is on BS, but it says the title. Mm-hmm. Okay?
All right.
It's by a Professor Harry Frankfurt. He teaches philosophy someplace.
Right.
And I found that fascinating. It's a very, very short little book. It's only $10. And then there's one coming out in August, which I'm looking forward to. Let me think now. It says, the title is Your Call is Important to Us, The Truth About BS. And that's written by Laura Penny. But, I mean, it actually says the word full out. Uh-huh. On the front of the book.
The Truth About Bull S.
Mm-hmm, right.
I'll be darned.
Ain't that interesting?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, my God, with what's been pouring out of the White House in the last 5 years, we should certainly recognize it by now.
At least by the smell.
Oh.
Because they do a damn good job of disguising it and making it look like something wonderful and sweet and good. But you can't hide the smell, right, Marge?
A long time ago, somebody said, you know, ask how to find Texas. And the answer was you walk west until you smell it, and you turn south until you step in it. We just got to reverse that direction. it's all in the White House now, in and around the White House.
I hear you. I hear you.
Anyway,
Marge,
have a good one, my friend.
Thanks
again to your listeners and fellow truth seekers.
They're your fan club, and they were ready to jump as high as you wanted them to, but. We kind of pass the message on just for the time being. Marge is content to do things the way she's doing it. And I certainly understand that. Technology is wonderful, but sometimes you just want to say, look, I like how my life is right now. And good for you, Marge. All right, you take care.
You too.
All right.
Good.
Stay in touch. Stay in touch. Chuck is calling from Massachusetts. Hey, Chuck, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Great to talk to you again. I've called before.
No, my pleasure.
Well, I have a quick question before I get to the reason I called. I just recently heard you've been doing this stuff for a while.
How long have you been
doing this?
Talk radio?
Yes.
I got about 20 years.
Oh, wow. Well, you're joining Randy and that other, our name there, who's been around for a while, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I think Randy's been in the business about 20 years, too.
Well, that's good. You know, yeah. I never realized this stuff was going on because, you know, around here all we get is Rush.
Hey, hold on a second. I got to take a break. I'll come right back to you after the break, Chuck. Stick around. All right, folks, quick break and we shall return. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Let's make a deal and work it out. We'll walk into the sunset. You and I, with no more alibis, when we tell each other no more lies, no more lies, no more lies, no more lies. Well, truth is my addiction, stranger still.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high-quality solution for almost any size building you need, churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095, 800-708-3095. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095, 800-708-3095.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
Golf Digest is going to cure your slice now, and that's a guarantee. Introducing the breakthrough video, Cure Your Slice Now, and it's free with your paid subscription to Golf Digest magazine. In this video, top PGA instructor Chuck Cook shows you the 7 key phases of the swing and gives you his proven method for better control and longer, straighter drives. And here's our guarantee. If Golf Digest and Cure Your Slice Now doesn't cure your slice and improve your game, cancel the subscription and keep the video free. Every month in Golf Digest, you get easy-to-follow instruction from the best teachers and players in golf, information on the top equipment, the best places to play, and you also get the removable Pocket Tips booklet. Call now. Use your credit card and get your first risk-free issue, the Pocket Tips booklet, and the video free. You get 11 more issues for only $19.77. If your game doesn't improve, cancel your subscription and keep the video, booklet, and magazine free.
So call 800-423-3100. That's 800-423-3100.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to Right Wing Radio, God kills a kitten.
Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get along.
It's about 22 past the hour. Back to Chuck in Massachusetts. And you wanted to, I think you're working your way towards Afghanistan, right?
Yes, I am. Just to finish my thought before, though.
Okay, go ahead.
I really had no idea there were any of this stuff. And, you know, I heard you on Air America, and I didn't realize you'd been there for a while. And
yeah, well, since last August, about a year, coming up on a year.
Well, no, never mind the Air America. I didn't realize you'd been there for 20 years. Rush dominates my area, you know, and I just...
Sure.
Most of us just realize that he's the only one out there, but apparently not. So anyways, the real reason I called, if you listen to the right-wing lies, you know, that liberal media, Afghanistan is a success, right?
Yeah. Yeah, isn't it a wonderful success?
Yeah, the president just came here. I don't know his name. I'm sorry. He just came here, and he's real angry, isn't he? The president from Afghanistan.
Then. Karzai.
Yeah. He's over there, they're protesting the U.S. because, I don't know, the Koran, we're over there. Apparently, they're not liking us. Now... We're spreading freedom / hatred, aren't we?
Well, we're not spreading freedom. We are cutting deals with the warlords, former Taliban, who have gotten reverse religion. I'm no longer Taliban. I am now freedom fighter.
Right.
We have installed the Unocal oil consultant, Hamid Karzai, as the president. Right next door in Pakistan, we back a military dictator. Who overthrew an elected government. So, you know, as far as freedom coming to Afghanistan, never, never. Freedom will never come to Afghanistan. It's never been there. What you have is tribalism. Democracy will never, ever, ever. Democracy is as foreign to the people of Afghanistan as tribalism is foreign to modern Americans or to modern Europeans. It cannot work. It will not work. A democracy will not work in Iraq. It will not work in these societies, and that is the smokescreen behind which we justify our invasions and our mass murders.
Let me ask you something, I'm sure. Since you got a radio show right now, you probably didn't watch tonight's Frontline, did you?
No, I was busy.
Yeah, I'm sure. There was this whole Iran thing on tonight, and you know, the English media obviously does a better job than we do, and he was in there, well, the person doing it, and it, we're in trouble. We're in deep trouble.
Sure. Bush and his gangsters want to, A, turn this into a totalitarian religious state, and B, dominate the world, and if that means people die, that doesn't mean anything to them. This is, as I've said before, a pro-death administration. There is only one thing they care about, and that is death and its handmaiden destruction. That's all they're interested in. Death and more death.
I have one disagreement with that. It's not death, it's oil.
Well, oil...
death to get that oil.
I think that oil is a sidebar. I think these people are really murderers and killers. I think they are motivated by bloodlust. I think the brand of Christianity that they follow is a bloody, bloody brand of Christianity. It requires corpses by the tens of thousands. It requires great stacks of corpses and dead people all over the planet. And as I've said a million times, the reason for that is they believe in an Armageddonist philosophy that says when the pile of dead bodies is high enough, Jesus will come back and reign peacefully and supreme with all the stench of the corpses. These people are sick, sick, sick.
I agree. One last question, Mike, before I go.
Sure.
I would love to find a transcript of that thing you just played, those quotes on the Iraq.
Well, you're not going to find a transcript, but I'll tell you what, tomorrow, if you want to download it, if you didn't do it tonight, go to whiterosesociety.org. Go to the Malloy section, find the broadcast for the 23rd, and it'll be in there. And then just download it onto your computer, burn it off on a CD, make a million copies, and give it to everybody you meet.
And make a million copies. I'll leave it on every street corner.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Take care,
nice
Chuck.
Talking to you.
My pleasure. You have a nice evening. I wish people would take that. I wish you would. I wish you'd download it. How much of that stack of blank CDs we bought the other day, Kathy, at Target, huh? What was it? $10 for how many of them? 20 of them? 30 of them? 50 of them. Okay. You know, take it. Take it! Make copies. Burn copies. Put it in grocery shopping carts. Put it under people's windshields. I don't care. Get it out there.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Dr. Kathy Fields and I created Proactive Solution because acne is the number one problem we see in our practices. As dermatologists, we treat acne as a physical condition. But what really affected us was seeing the emotional toll acne takes. So maybe you're the one with the breakouts. You shy away from social situations. You avoid being photographed. Or you won't leave the house without makeup. So what's preventing you from trying Proactiv? My guess is that you're afraid. You're afraid that it just won't work. Afraid to get your hopes up. only to be disappointed. This time you don't have to worry. We are so confident that Proactiv will work for you that I'm offering you a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Solution.
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution, just call 1-800-508-0619 and you'll become a believer. Call 1-800-508-0619. 1-800-508-0619. Call now.
Buy The Aviator, winner of 5 Academy Awards, now on DVD.
Ladies and gentlemen, Howard Hughes.
He saw the future.
Don't tell me it can't be done.
And changed the world. Soar into the DVD that's packed with incredible special features, including an interview with Leonardo DiCaprio, commentary by Martin Scorsese, and actual footage from the life of Howard Hughes.
Fastest man on the planet.
Buy the Aviator 2-disc DVD today. Rated PG-13 for thematic elements, sexual content, nudity, language, and a crash sequence.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between 4 drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry. Somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1683. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The phonics game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now. 1-800-801-GAME.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
I'll make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
You're driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
The Maturity Report.
The Republican Party, the bar has been so lowered as to be actually removed and buried beneath the Earth's crust. Everything is okay for Republicans. Ethics repeal, no problem. Nuclear proliferation, no problem. Gay affairs inside the White House, no problem, whilst simultaneously gay bashing. Everything is fair for the Republicans because they believe in nothing except power.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
We'll be right back.
Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Wake up every day and start to cry.
It's about 25 before the hour. Dana sent me an email. Mike, when citizens can easily detect the crimes of their leaders, even discuss them openly on the radio and the internet, and yet their leaders pay no consequences for their crimes, those citizens live under the worst possible tyranny. I'm rapidly coming to the conclusion, Dana writes, that we are so screwed, we might never recover with our nation intact. Yeah, it's hard not to feel that way. And I know a lot of people say, well, you can't indulge yourself in that kind of negativity. If you care about the country, you got to fight for it. And I agree with that, of course. But how do you fight for your country, or how do you fight for anything if you're armed with a butter knife and the person you have to fight is armed with a 50 caliber machine gun? I mean, what are you supposed to do? Shelby Lepre over at radiopower.org just sent me this. This is from Reuters News Agency. Listen to this, then we're coming back to your phones. The FBI on Tuesday. Now, we mentioned this the other day. Is this Tuesday? We mentioned this Friday, I think, that this was coming up. Here's what Reuters reports. The FBI on Tuesday asked the U.S. Congress for sweeping new powers to seize business or private records, ranging from medical information to book purchases, to investigate terrorism, without first securing approval from a judge. Valerie Caproni, FBI General Counsel, told the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee her agency needed the power to issue what are known as administrative subpoenas to get information quickly about terrorist plots and the activities of foreign agents. Civil liberties groups have complained that the subpoenas, which would cover medical, tax, gun purchase, book purchase, travel, and other records, and could be kept secret, would give the FBI too much power and could infringe on privacy and free speech. Ms. Caproni testified, quote, "This type of subpoena authority would allow investigators to obtain relevant information quickly in terrorism investigations where time is often of the essence," end quote. The issue of administrative subpoenas dominated the hearing, which was called to discuss reauthorization of clauses of the USA Patriot Act due to expire at the end of this year. Blah, 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 blah. Committee Chairman Kansas Senator Pat Roberts, Republican, noted that other government agencies already had subpoena power to investigate matters such as child pornography, drug investigations, medical malpractice. He said it made little sense to deny those same powers to the FBI to investigate terrorism or keep track of foreign intelligence agents. But opponents said other investigations usually culminate in public trials, whereas terrorism probes remain secret, and suspects could be arrested or deported or handed over to other countries without any public action. Roberts intends to hold a closed meeting on Thursday above the objections of some Democrats to move the legislation forward and out of his committee, but the provision still faces a long road before it becomes law, since the Senate Judiciary Committee also has jurisdiction over the bill, while the House of Representatives is drawing up its own legislation. Democrats on the committee expressed concerns and pressed Ms. Caproni to give examples of cases where the lack of such powers had hampered an investigation. West Virginia Democrat Jay Rockefeller, who was on the committee, said, "You know, I'm not aware of any time in which Congress has given directly to the FBI subpoena authority. That doesn't make it right or wrong. It just needs to be thought about." Oh, my God. Ms. Caproni said she could not cite a case where a bomb had exploded because the FBI lacked this power, but that did not mean one could not explode tomorrow. She gave a theoretical example of a case where the FBI suspected that a terrorist was about to do something, but did not exactly know where he was. In such a case, it might subpoena hotel or easy pass records at the toll booths, which would show where and when he had driven through toll booths in the eastern United States. Under the proposed legislation, those served with subpoenas would have the right to challenge them in court. But civil liberties groups said few were likely to do so, and the person being investigated would be unlikely even to know that the FBI had his personal records. For example, if the FBI demanded a person's medical records from his doctor, the doctor could challenge the order if he wished, but the individual could not. James Dempsey of the Center for Democracy, one of several groups opposing the provision, said, quote, ordinary citizens are storing information not in their homes or even on portable devices, but on networks under the control of service providers who can be served with compulsory process and never have to tell the subscribers that their privacy has been invaded, end quote. Do you have any doubt, True Seeker? I don't know how much longer this program will be on the air or this network will be in existence. I really don't. Does that sound melodramatic? Does that sound a little over the top? Huh? Does it? It does. It sounds very melodramatic. Ooh, they're coming to take me away. Ho ho. Until you realize what the FBI is asking for and what Congress will give them. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. And these administrative subpoenas will be used to stop terrorism. And how do you define terrorism? Under the USA Patriot Act, any way you want. What I am doing on this program is considered, under the USA Patriot Act, to be a terrorist act. And I know that every single night that my wife and I come in here to produce this show. And everybody who monitors this program from the Bush crime family also understands that. And there are other people on this network whose programs, the content of which constitute acts of terrorism under the definitions put forth in the USA Patriot Act. And we know this. Do you have any doubts? Do you still have any doubts? Even you dominionists and you rapture crazy people, don't you understand? I guess you don't, or you don't care. Or you're just such filthy cowards. God. Ray is calling from Atlanta. Ray, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Sure, my pleasure.
You know what? I seriously believe that if we are not yet a hair's breadth away, that we're actually at the point of no return. I've never been this pessimistic in my life about a country in which I live in. And I say this because, as Joe Lieberman styles the band of brothers and sisters that forged compromise recently, I think, in effect, they have exercised the nuclear option unwittingly. They've exercised the nuclear option. Mm-hmm. It's exercised by the band of brothers and sisters. I see Richard Clark, Paul O'Neill, no one's calling them back for a follow-up interview.
No.
After the revelations of the Blair memo. You know, but yet they were savaged by the media in the interviews,
mm-hmm.
and basically relegated as disgruntled former employees.
Are you clear on something I'm very clear on? Media in this country now has become the enemy of every single thinking, freedom-loving America. Are you clear on that?
Oh, crystal.
Okay.
That's why
good.
I believe we're at the point of no return, because the guardians of our democracy, if you think of the Fourth Estate, the media, and those who the people have elected, they've absolutely left us. They've left us on their watch. And, you know, you speak about the melodrama of the notion of one day the FBI, Homeland Security, coming to take Mike Malloy away. It's not melodramatic. This is a reality. This is the thing that many of us are in denial about.
Let me put you on hold a second. I'll come back. I got a break here. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Get him up against the wall. And that one's a Jewish. And that one's a cool.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Arlie Ermey, United States Marine Corps. While our armed forces defend our freedom, their families shoulder household duties and emergencies alone. To help, the veterans of foreign wars and Vermont American brand Bits and Blades have created the Unmet Needs Program.
John Fergus here, the VFW National Commander. Please help us help our military families by visiting unmetneeds.com and by purchasing Vermont American Bits and Blades. A portion of every purchase goes to help.
Visit unmetneeds.com and buy Vermont American brand Bits and Blades. Thank you and Semper Fi. Hoorah!
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to the gang of four. Versus the gang of three tonight. Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and David Fizikas in New York City for their assistance here. And the other gang of four, Chris in Minnesota, Ben in Elgin, Illinois, Mark in the state of New York, Jim in Arkansas. And She Who Must Be Obeyed, Catherine Bay, is our executive producer. Thanks, everybody, again tonight. Back to Ray in Atlanta. All right, Ray, thanks for holding on. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes here, and then we got to bail.
Okay, I understand. I'm going to wrap this up because I'm not going to go down the long list or litany of things because we're preaching to the choir is what
right.
I end up doing.
Yeah, really.
So I'm just going to read four lines from a famous document because this is how serious I think it is.
Okay.
It says, prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security.
It sounds like the preamble to the U.S. Declaration of Independence.
That's absolutely right. Moves to the head of the class.
Okay.
This is where we're going. We're headed down a dark road. If anyone studies history, especially Europe in the 19th and 20th century, they should be appalled and very afraid. And I'm actually thinking of leaving the country. I'm actually planning on it. I hope I get to do it. But this is where we are. And I hope continue doing what you're doing. Maybe somebody will hear. But for now, that's doubtful. I'm sorry to end on a negative note like that, but I applaud what you and the rest of the people at Air America are doing.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Ray. And give yourself a hand, too, because, when you get on this program and put that out there for people to hear, once again, you're doing the same thing I'm doing, tossing in your nickel's worth. I mean, I got a nickel's worth. You got a nickel's worth. Everybody that phones this program or sends me an email or sends me a link, all those nickels add up, and it's but I hear you loud and clear. You'd be surprised, maybe you wouldn't, how many people email me and say, I don't want to sound negative, but I'm making sure the passport is renewed, and I'm checking out, how much does it cost to live here? How much does it cost to live there? What is Costa Rica like? What is Poland like? What is Sri Lanka? You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah, so you're not the only one. Hey, Ray, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. You have a nice evening.
All right, thanks.
Dick is calling from Ohio. Dick, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How about you?
Good. Oh, I learned so much from your program. It's great. It's great. I say this, Mike. This is a war, and I'm telling you right now, from the last caller, it's going back to the history of, Western Civ, which we don't want, but God help us. I hope somebody comes up with an answer. We don't want terrorism and wars. And I say, my dad's family from Ohio fought for this country. But I say, we are going downhill fast, Mike.
Yeah, I can't help but get that same feeling because all you have to do, I mean, if you are not a rhubarb stalk, if you are a human being and you can, you know, you watch a little television, you listen to a little radio, you read a few newspapers, you listen to some of these politicians, you watch over and over the Democrats giving up and the Republicans lashing them even harder and harder. You know, what other conclusion can you come to? You know, we're not allowed to promote insurrection or revolution. You know, we're just not supposed, you know, sedition. You're not supposed to talk about that because we have institutions in place to change our leadership, to change our representatives. But if they are destroying the institutions, what's left?
That is correct. Well, I'll talk to you some other time.
All right. Thanks, Dick.
Yeah, have a good night.
Thank you, Dick. Jesus, I screamed at the man. I didn't mean to scream at you, Dick. You know, that's the part that's frustrating. Do you feel the same thing? You know, he's talking about history. Sure, when I went through high school, American history and government, and I was taught over and over and over again. It was only, you know, the first semester history, second semester government, on high school level. I'm not talking about the stuff you learned in primary school. But I was taught over and over again that the uniqueness of our system was the transfer of power from one administration to the next. That was the thing. That was the thing that was so glorious. Eisenhower would hand it off to Kennedy. Truman would hand it off to Eisenhower. You know, that sort of thing. The peaceful transition of power. Never tanks in the streets, never jets flying overhead, never your phones being tapped, never your medical records being examined. The peaceful transfer of power. No coups, no military action, no judicial coups. It's all gone now. And to believe otherwise is to center yourself squarely in the middle of delusion. It is gone. Now, what do we do? How do we get it back? That's the question. That's the question that underlies everything we talk about on this program. And I don't have the answer. You know, I'm not the teacher, man. I'm the facilitator. I don't know what the hell I am. But that's the essential question, isn't it? How to get it back? Because it is gone. It is gone. Let's hope it's only temporary. Let's remember what the framers said. You know, we're going to hand this to you. We're going to see if future generations can keep this together and make it grow and change it when it needs changing and defend it when it needs defending. Oh, boy. Thanks for participating tonight. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
For the best in independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, read why the FDA's own scientists are worried that the agency approves unsafe drugs that put you at risk. Learn how ExxonMobil's donations to journalists and think tanks may be affecting the news you get about global warming. Plus, check out one author's argument about why pop culture may make you smarter. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
By the Aviator, winner of 5 Academy Awards, now on DVD.
Ladies and gentlemen, Howard Hughes.
He saw the future.
Don't tell me it can't be done.
And changed the world. Soar into the DVD that's packed with incredible special features, including an interview with Leonardo DiCaprio, commentary by Martin Scorsese, and actual footage from the life of Howard Hughes.
Fastest man on the planet.
Buy the Aviator 2-disc DVD today. Rated PG-13 for thematic elements, sexual content, nudity, language, and a crash sequence.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.